Afghanistan, killing everybody on board, was carrying cargo for the U.S.-led coalition there. The plane slammed into mountains near Kabul, but there are conflicting reports as to the number of people on board. A NATO spokesperson says there were 10. A spokesperson for Royal Airlines in Pakistan, which owned the plane, says there were 8 people. Afghan police say none survived. Investigators say bad weather may have been a factor. Clouds hung low over the area. The local man who says the accident was the plane flying very low and it slammed into the mountainside. Another witness says he saw flames coming from one of the plane's wings. Almost 6 of 10 Americans in a new survey say they do not think the Bush administration has high ethical standards. About the same amount, 6 in 10, say George Bush himself is not honest. The AP Ipsos poll comes amid the continuing questions about how the Bush administration justified the war in Iraq and about the administration's role in leaking a CIA officer's identity. That loss of trust, apparently, complicating Bush's efforts to rebuild his standing with the American public. This new poll has his overall job approval rating at 37%, the lowest it's been. On terrorism and foreign policy, which have been among Bush's strong points in polls in the past, now only about 4 in 10 give approval for George Bush. Iraqi officials say gunmen killed 2 people, wounded another 2 in an attack on the embassy of Oman in Baghdad. It's the week's second deadly shooting attack involving employees of Arab embassies in Baghdad. In Jordan, police have rounded up 120 Jordanians and Iraqis as they try to find out who may have helped the suicide bombers who attacked 3 hotels in Amman, Jordan, Wednesday. A new statement from al-Qaeda in Iraq claims 4 Iraqis, including a husband and wife, carried out the attacks, which killed 57 people in addition to the bombers. The dead today being mourned in sermons in mosques throughout Jordan. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Doctors, dentists, eyeglasses, prescriptions. It's so expensive.
I just can't afford health insurance.
My benefits at work have been cut again.
What do you mean it's not covered anymore?
You want the best health care for you and your family, but the high cost can make it almost impossible. Up until now, introducing Medical Connect One, the healthcare discount program that makes medical, dental, eyeglasses, and prescription costs truly affordable. Medical Connect One is a network of over 500,000 healthcare professionals who have agreed to cut their prices by 20 to 60%. For less than $1 a day, you and your entire household are protected. Medical Connect One is not insurance. Simply present your card at a participating provider's office and save 20 to 60%. There's a 24-hour hotline to help you find the right doctor in your area. Call now to receive your first month free. Call 800-654-9508. That's 800-654-9508. Not all services available in all states.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Callers' information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the Internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news. There's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Happy Friday. Happy Veterans Day. Tonight we're going to bring you the complete deconstruction of President Chucklenuts' new and improved tough talk and offensive Democrats better watch out Iraq strategy re-speechifying in a few minutes. I'll tell you what, if what he said today is the new and improved attack mode speech, go get him, Karl Rove stuck a sharp stick up my butt, somebody ought to get Irving out of Gitmo long enough to come right, man or monkey, some new phrases. Aside from a couple of new adjectives, quick vocabulary lesson before he stepped out there from Condoleezza Rice, I guess. Aside from a couple of new adjectives, it was the same bat squeeze that he spews every time he's allowed to stand in front of a teleprompter, except this time he got a little bit carried away with blaming the Democrats. We're going to deconstruct the Christ out of that one. Trust me. We'll hit the highlights a little bit later in the program. We also have our weekly sound bite roundup, Good News Week, to share with you as well. So stick around. First, the crackpot, the maniac crackpots of the day. Yesterday, or was it the day before, it was Pat Robertson who talked about how Dover, Pennsylvania is liable to be swallowed by a huge dragon because the voters there voted out the members of the school board that said, Let's have all our kids in science class learn about the talking snake theory of creation. So they were voted out. And Robertson, as you know by now, came out and more or less threatened them with utter destruction. Now O'Reilly. What a pig. Oh, this O'Reilly. He's another one when the lights go out. I want him, too. Jesus, how many have I got now, Kathy? 6 or 8 or 20?
You're going to be exhausted.
I am. I'm going to have to buy a couple more weapons here, you know. Man, one of the San Francisco supervisors, city council member, Chris Daly, is responding to what O'Reilly said the other day on his radio show when he encouraged Al-Qaeda to blow up a building in San Francisco named Coit Tower. Now, this was O'Reilly, this chicken droppings little weasel, this falafel-loving, serial adulterer freak. He was reacting to the fact that voters in San Francisco approved Proposition 1, which discourages, it doesn't ban, but it discourages military recruiters on public high school and college campuses. Well, duh! Get the hell out. Yeah, sure, of course. Get out of here. So O'Reilly, in his new position of presidential advisor, I guess, said that Bush ought to react to all that by withdrawing any military protection for the city. Can you believe this half-witted bastard? He said on his program, quote, if Al-Qaeda comes in here and blows you up, we're not going to do anything about it. We're going to say, look, every other place in America is off limits to you except San Francisco. You want to blow up the Coit Tower? Go ahead! That's what O'Reilly said on his program. He's like so many of these right-wingers, whether they're these phony religious nuts or not, O'Reilly doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. Coit Tower happens to be a monument to San Francisco's firefighters. And as the supervisor, Chris Daly, said, the firefighters who put out the fires in San Francisco after the great earthquake, they're American heroes. They were there on September 11th, and now you want Al-Qaeda to blow up Coit Tower? And John Hanley, who's the president of the San Francisco Firefighters Union Local 798, was incensed. He said, Coit Tower is a monument to the bravery of the men and women of the San Francisco Fire Department. When O'Reilly makes an attack on Coit Tower, he's attacking us and our bravery. And Hanley, who's the president of the Firefighters Union, said, O'Reilly, maybe we should bring you into some of our burning buildings and see how brave you are. Jesus, somebody ought to rip his head off and urinate in his neck cavity. I swear to God. Prop 1 got 60% of the vote in Tuesday's election. And again, it doesn't ban recruiters, but it does urge schools to tell them to get the hell off campus. It's a high school campus, for Christ's sake. They're supposed to be learning how to deconstruct a sentence or simple science experiments. They're not there to have their teenage minds pumped full of video games and Hummer go-fast, boom-boom vehicles to get them to sign up to go fight these filthy, bloody wars of aggression that belong to George Bush. So next week, the San Francisco supervisor, Chris Daley, is going to introduce a resolution before the Board of Supervisors asking that Fox News fire O'Reilly. Well, the symbolism is cute, but why would Fox News do that? Fox News and everybody associated with Fox News Network hate America. They all hate America. They want it destroyed and replaced by some sort of a quasi-feudal fascist state that has no resemblance to America whatsoever. So no, they're not going to fire O'Reilly. Jesus. There's some people that just really turn my stomach. I mean, really. How about you, huh? Limbaugh is one. O'Reilly is another one. Hannity, because he's so non-creative. He's just a little sponge. Anything that Limbaugh dribbles out on the pavement, Hannity's right there to sop it up and spew it on his afternoon ABC radio program. But there's some of these people in media. They make me nauseous, literally nauseous, because I get enraged, and I just feel all that physiological response going on inside of me. It's just like, oh my God, you people are just filth pigs. Did you say, what was that movie, The Road to Wellville? Remember that? Who was the guy that played Mr. Kellogg's son?
That was Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey. And remember what he called his dad?
Dad,
don't say
one
it.
One of the words you can't say on the radio.
Is it? It's an F-pig. That's what these people are. All right, now I'm getting tired of this story, so I'm going to do it one more time. Who sent this to me? Mark? A couple of people have sent this to me. And the gist of the emails are, we all know that Haaretz backed off their claim that Israelis were warned and evacuated before the Jordan Hotel bombings. But now this turns up in the LA Times today. Here's what it says. This is from the Times. Is this today? I think it's today. The Israeli newspaper Haaretz reported that Israelis staying at the Radisson on Wednesday had been evacuated before the attacks and escorted back home, apparently due to a specific security threat. Amos Gwiora, a former senior Israeli counterterrorism official, said in a phone interview with the LA Times that sources in Israel had also told him about the pre-attack evacuations. Giora, if I'm pronouncing his name right, is G-U-I-O-R-A, a former leader of the Israeli Defense Forces. Now that's not a peacenik, is it? Former leader of the IDF, who now heads the Institute for Global Security Law and Policy at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland, for God's sake, said, quote, "It means there was excellent intelligence that this thing was going to happen. The question," he says, "that needs to be answered is why weren't the Jordanians working at the hotel similarly removed?" End quote. So the head of the IDF says, former head of the IDF says, he was told about it too. So forget the reporter for Haaretz. Anybody can call up a reporter and say, guess what, Junior? Guess what's going to happen? Blah, 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 blah. But this is Amos Nguiora, G-U-I-O-R-A. Look him up. I frankly don't care, but that solidifies the story for me. When the head of IDF, the former head of the Israeli Defense Forces, states categorically that people in Israel told him the same thing. He's in Cleveland, for Christ's sake. Yeah, they told me. They said it was going to happen. And they evacuated Israelis. Now, my question is, the former head of the IDF says, why didn't they tell the Jordanians so they could get out, too? Good question, sir.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Larry King here. You know I've been taking Ester C for years. Did you know that now I take Ester E too? This is a vitamin E with a difference. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. It's a unique form of all-natural E captured for the first time in a supplement. Do what I do. Take Ester E. Advanced Protection. Ester Protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Hey, John Madden here for Ace Hardware. With energy prices expected to be sky high this winter, it's a great time to stop by your neighborhood Ace store and find out how to prepare your home. The helpful folks at Ace are experts on how to keep the cold air out and your heating dollars in. Need to caulk gaps, weather strip your windows and doors, replace your furnace filter, get a programmable thermostat? All of these things are easy with help from Ace. So stop by your nearby Ace Hardware store this weekend. Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
I'm shopping for Dad's gift online, but I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, Dad's pretty tough to shop for.
Maybe I'll get him gift certificates to the movies.
Yeah, but he really doesn't like the multiplex, Ma. What about a Film Movement subscription?
A what?
A Film Movement subscription. It's like a wine of the month club for movies. Film Movement sends you a new independent movie on DVD every month to own for less than the cost of 2 movie tickets.
Really?
Yeah, and with your subscription, you can buy previous Film Movement selections at a discount.
Well, he is always saying how he wishes the film festivals would come to him. So how do I get a Film Movement? Movement subscription.
Well, you go to airamericaradio.com, click on the Film Movement banner, and you'll get a discount that makes the price of each DVD in your subscription only $11.90 each.
Finally, a gift I know he'll use.
There's only one Film Movement. To join the DVD of the Month Club Newsweek says is designed to reach the ordinarily neglected movie lover. Go to airamericaradio.com now, click on the Film Movement banner, and get your Film Movement discount now. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, Call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Our mission in Iraq is a vital mission. The mission is one that will be that we obviously couldn't complete if we didn't fulfill our goals.
Past the hour. All right, I've gotten so many emails about this. Which almost makes it mandatory that I bring it up, which I probably was going to anyway. Stephen Jones, who is a professor of physics at Brigham Young, Young University, he's a Mormon, he's a physics professor, and he says, this is in the Deseret Morning News in Salt Lake City yesterday. He's also published a 9,000-word treatise or essay or whatever you want to call it on the physics of the collapse of the World Trade Center buildings. But he says the physics of 9/11, including how fast and how symmetrically one of the World Trade Center buildings fell, prove that official explanations of the collapse are wrong. Okay? Now, for people who accuse me of being out there on the fringe and tinfoil hats and conspiracy, you know, I like Malone's program, but he gets out there with the conspiracy theories. A, kiss my butt. But B, what about this? Okay, a Brigham Young University physics professor. He says it's likely there were, quote, prepositioned explosives, end quote, in all three buildings at Ground Zero. Now, what this guy does, he conducts research in fusion and solar energy at BYU. Fusion energy. Remember what fusion energy, if we could ever perfect it, what that would do. That would mean we could use water as a source of energy. But anyway, he's calling for an independent international scientific investigation. His words, quote, guided not by politicized notions and constraints, but rather by observations and calculations. He goes on to say it is quite plausible that explosives were pre-planted in all three buildings and set off after the two plane crashes, which were actually a diversion tactic. Muslims are probably not to blame for bringing down the World Trade Center buildings after all. End quote. Stephen Jones, professor of physics, Mormon, Brigham Young University. As for speculation about who might have planted the explosives, Professor Jones says, quote, I don't usually go there. There's no point in doing that until we do the scientific investigation, end quote. Now, the Deseret Morning News says previous investigations, including those of FEMA, the 9/11 Commission, the National Institutes of Standards and Technology, all of these investigations ignore the physics and chemistry of what happened on September 11, 2001 to the Twin Towers and the 47-story building known as World Trade Center 7. That's according to Stephen Jones. He goes on to say the official explanation that fires cause structural damage that caused the buildings to collapse can't be backed up by either testing or history. Now stop and think of all the websites, all the independent research, all the people who have busted their asses over the past 4 years, putting together website after website, photographic evidence after photographic evidence, just on. And how many of you looked at Truth Seeker over and over and over? How many times have you seen the pictures from the Pentagon? How many times have you watched the video go down, a video of the buildings going down? How many times have you watched the video or the stills of the so-called commercial jets slamming into the World Trade Center buildings? And how many times have you tried to share that with somebody and they said, oh, come on, man, damn. How many times have you discussed, well, the transponders were turned off. How did that happen? Pilots don't do that. How many times have you wondered why nobody scrambled? Not a single reaction from anybody in this country's leadership. How many times? How many times, huh? Over and over and over and over and over again. You've thought about it, haven't you? So have I. So have a lot of people. So will this make a difference? If a professor of physics looks at all the evidence and decides it's all a lie and writes a 9,000-word article that will be published in the book, quote, The Hidden History of 9/11, end quote, and he offers, there's 8 arguments here, that we probably don't have time to go through tonight. And it would be nothing new that you folks who've done the independent study or have read the independent study, that would nothing here would be new to you. But here it is. I mean, now what? Now what do we do? Now what? Huh? It's very simple, isn't it? Just take a look at the science. Take a look at the physics. Oh, damn. We'll be right back.
The Constitution and sustain the corporation. Their minutes, notes, and memos can't be shared. And by the way, does anybody know the current whereabouts of Kenneth Lee? For its national security of the public.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you sick and tired of putting things off? If you've been waiting for the perfect time to end procrastination, your wait is over. Listen closely. I have a way to help you get things done and feel really good about it. Have you ever said to yourself, I'm such a procrastinator, I am my own worst enemy? You already know that you'd be more successful if you could just stop procrastinating, complete your projects, finish writing that book, file that huge stack of papers on your desk. You know what I'm talking about. I have a solution. It's fast, it's easy, and it will change your life. I'm Wendy Friesen, a clinical hypnotherapist, and I have a method to help you. You'll love to get things done. Do It Now is a hypnosis CD program that will change your inner mind. You'll feel the desire, the happiness, and the exhilaration of getting things done. Read the testimonials on the web at IamSoLazy.com. Imagine being excited about finishing projects, organizing your life, and cleaning your house. Stop the self-sabotage that sucks your energy. Call me now, 877-68-HAPPY. Right now, call me, 877-68-HAPPY. On the web at IamSoLazy.com. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Hey, John Madden here for Ace Hardware. With energy prices expected to be sky high this winter, it's a great time to stop by your neighborhood Ace store and find out how to prepare your home. The helpful folks at Ace are experts on how to keep the cold air out and your heating dollars in. Need to caulk gaps, weather strip your windows and doors, replace your furnace filter, get a programmable thermostat? All of these things are easy with help from Ace. So stop by your nearby Ace Hardware store this weekend. Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Do you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free.
I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score when you sign up for a 30-day credit monitoring trial at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-0486. 1-800-500-0486. That's 1-800-500-0486.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the Internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is Internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne, or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Based on everything I've seen, I do not believe anyone could have prevented the horror of September the 11th.
Twenty-six before the hour. I'm frankly sick of the Trade Tower collapsing. I'm sick trying to speculate on how these evil bastards set us up for the attack on September 11, 2001. Sick of all of it. I really am. They're criminals. They're killers. They run this country. And eventually they won't. A couple of days ago, this week as a matter of fact, this guy, Steve Beyer, who's a Republican from Indiana, he's the new House Veterans Affairs Committee chairman. Beyer was put in there because the former Veterans Committee chairman, a guy named Chris Smith, who is also a Republican of New Jersey, had been upset and very vocal, screaming and yelling about the consistent underfunding of veterans' causes. So the indicted criminal, Tom DeLay, had him replaced. That's all. This is how the Bush crime family, no matter what branch you look at, this is how they operate. If you start to point out the truth, they either have you murdered or removed from power, cashiered, forced into early retirement, whatever. So the new, relatively new, chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee announced on Tuesday that for the first time in over half a century, quote, veterans service organizations will no longer have the opportunity to present testimony before a joint hearing of the House and Senate Veterans Affairs Committees. In other words, veterans, it's just another smash across the mouth for veterans by Republicans. I almost want to say, good. I'm glad that happened, because these veterans organizations that support Republicans, that continue to support Republicans, even while the Republicans destroy whatever safety net should be out there for America's veterans, and the veterans continue to support them. So the inclination almost is to say, yeah, okay, good, good. You guys are getting exactly what you voted these pissants into office to do. You're having your benefits cut. You're having your Social Security or safety net, your Veterans Affairs safety net cut. You're having everything pulled out from under you by Republicans that you put in office. The head of the Disabled American Veterans, the national commander, Paul Jackson, issued a statement. He said the tradition of legislative presentations by veteran service organizations dates back to at least the 1950s. And the timing of this announcement by Mr. Beyer, just before Veterans Day, could not have been worse. For several decades now, these joint hearings have been held each year to allow the elected leaders of veterans groups to come and discuss their organization's legislative agenda and their concerns with the lawmakers who have jurisdiction over federal veterans programs. In return, the senators and representatives who serve in these committees get the rare opportunity to talk to the constituent members of these organizations who make the annual pilgrimage to Capitol Hill. Commander Jackson said, "The right to fully participate in the democratic process is a cornerstone of our nation. Eliminating these joint hearings is an insult to the men and women who have fought, sacrificed, and died to protect our constitutional rights, including the right to petition the government." Well, yeah, you're right. You're right, Commander. You're absolutely right. Eliminating these joint hearings is an insult to the men and women who have fought, sacrificed, and died to protect our constitutional rights, including the right to petition the government. But what you don't understand, Commander Jackson, is that Republicans piss on you. They don't care about you. They don't care about anybody who serves in uniform. Are you kidding? And you, it takes something like this for you to understand that? While congressional Republicans do things like cut the funding for schools that operate in districts that are heavily populated with military reservations or military families, where there are no businesses or homeowners who can provide the tax base to fund those schools to the degree necessary, so the government has been funding those schools. So what did the Republicans do earlier this year? Pulled the funding away from those schools so that while American men and women are dying in Iraq, their children back here don't get an education. That's just one of dozens and dozens of actions taken by Republicans against veterans, active duty service members. So I'm really surprised, Commander Paul Jackson, that now you issue a statement. Oh, you're livid now. What is it? Because it's Veterans Day? Do you know what Veterans Day is to these Republicans? Nothing, Commander, nothing. It's another empty day where they're figuring out ways to screw their constituents, including veterans. How many Republicans in the House and the Senate ever served their country? Six? Three? Yeah, I get pissed off about this. I get pissed off because I can't stand willful ignorance. I can't stand it. And when people in the military have this, and don't tell me about chain of command. Don't tell me that, the president's the commander-in-chief, so they're going to support him. Hog snot. When you join the military, you don't leave your brains on the street behind you when you get on the bus to go to basic training. I don't care if you're 18 or 19 or an ignorant high school dropout or a college graduate. I don't care. Republicans hate the military. They screw the military. They beat the military. They poison the military. They destroy veterans. They rip families apart. They undermine everything that the U.S. military has ever stood for on an honorable basis. They're scum, Republicans, scum. How can any member of any branch of the United States military support a Republican? God. And Commander Jackson, as far as the symbolism of announcing this 3 days before Veterans Day, why, of course, because Republicans love to smash your face into it. They love it. You come back from Iraq with your arms missing, they will rub your face in it. You want help, you want your prosthetic arms, you want some money for college, you want some help buying a house, to hell with you. You want some physical therapy, to hell with you. We're cutting all the programs so that these rich bastards can have their tax breaks. Commander Jackson, you're amazing. You're amazing. That you get upset because 3 days before Veterans Day, some little snot like this, Steve Beyer, Republican of Indiana, announces a smash in your face. And every single disabled American veteran out there, just a smash in your face, a boot in your groin. But Commander Jackson, it's just a typical move on the part of Republicans. This is not new, Commander. This just happens to have been done this past Tuesday as sort of a way of laughing in your faces. God. And then Bush out there today, once again standing in front of his favorite animated props. Men and women wearing the uniform of the United States military. There he stands, a cowardly, broken, drunk, attacking Democrats. Why wasn't Bush at a national cemetery someplace? Why wasn't he meeting with the families of people who have died for his filthy wars in Iraq and Afghanistan? No, he doesn't dare. This pig, Karl Rove, told him, oh, go on the offensive, Chief. Go on the offensive, attack the Democrats. Attack those people who are now saying, hey, the information you gave us was all wrong, and that's the only reason we voted, because we are stupid members of Congress, we are stupid Democrats, we are stupid Republicans, and we went along with what you said because we were stupid enough to believe you. And now the Republicans and the Democrats are coming out of the woodwork. So how does Bush respond? He stands there with the coke snot coming out of his nose until Karl Rove or Dick Cheney or Donald Rumsfeld whispers in his ear and says, George, here's a speech. Get out there and kick ass. Blame Kennedy. Go blame Kennedy.
Jesus.
I thought God was on our side. Weren't we supposed to be the good guys that would never lose? Cause I don't see no ticker tape or 5 mile parade saying, thank you, son. Just folks that sit in judgment who ain't seen what I've seen or did what I've done. Didn't I burn? Didn't I bleed?
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of 3 beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee, Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
is real.
The flight's too short to listen to Right Wing Radio. It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 9 before the hour. We will have the sound for you of Bush today and some comments about that coming back at the top of the hour. A couple of emails here on the Stephen Jones thing, the Brigham Young University professor. This is from... Webster Hubble Telescope? Okay. Mike, Stephen Jones was a proponent of cold fusion in the late 80s. That turned out to be quite the fiasco. He ripped off lots of funding money on a pipe dream that could have been better spent on making us truly energy independent. Maybe his heart is in the right place, but in the physics community, his reputation is not the greatest. I'm glad you brought this subject up in any case because it is interesting. And a couple other people who are either structural engineers or have studied engineering have sent emails in with kind of the same tone. Come on, Malloy. Challenging the science. One rather lengthy email here that I just simply can't read. It would take half an hour to read it. Challenging the science or challenging Professor Jones? I remember now who Stephen Jones was. He and one of his colleagues said that they had developed cold fusion, and it turned out to be not true. And then there's this. This is from Elizabeth. She writes in Elizabeth in Minnesota. She writes, Mike, up here in the real Al Franken country, many listen to you sacrificing what could be an otherwise ordinary evening and often the elusive sleep before 3 a.m., and this time I had to talk back. I heard your comments, and I don't know who the Utah chap is who analyzed the fall of the towers. However, there is one incident that happened to be on September 12, 2001. It has been seared into my memory. The first day after, while I was teaching music in a grade school, general music, not the violin stuff that is my real life, one of my students spoke with words that have frightened me since. We were talking about the Twin Towers. Little second grader said, please turn on the television. I want to see them crash. It was just like the movies. It was neat. No real buildings crashed, did they? That's it. Scared the bejesus out of me then. Anger, etc., of course. So I did a lot of research, and having worked as a patent lawyer with extensive engineering and chemistry experience, taught me that this kid had it cold. Then I kept going on with my life, back to violin, and turned my back on law. I couldn't stand that it wasn't only the other side lying. It was everything and everyone was lying. And now we live the lie. Love the show. Elizabeth and her last name, St. Paul. Hey. I just wonder sometimes if the truth of September 11, 2001 will ever come out. I know that people who live in the cold, hard, practical world of engineering and physics can build a case one way or the other for what happened to those buildings. But I also know that the circumstances of that day, the absolute non-response anywhere in the United States, while four airliners were hijacked and aimed at things and no response, if you believe the official story. That memos had circulated warning that this was going to happen. There had been years of warnings. The Project for a New American Century had practically written the stage directions for this type of event and the subsequent establishment of a permanent U.S. military power in the Middle East, i.e. Iraq. And on and on and on and on and on. So, I mean, it's really cool that people who understand the physics and the math can make this argument, the towers were brought down deliberately. Or that argument, the towers collapsed as a result of planes slamming into them. And people like me, and there are millions of me's, who don't have any knowledge whatsoever of this sort of thing. And we sit here, though, and we know one thing damn for certain. Even though we don't have degrees in engineering or physics, we know that what happened on September 11th, 2001 was deliberate, that the United States government, run by the Bush crime family, had foreknowledge and maybe had a hand in the planning, and that the truth has not come out. That's one thing we do know. How do we know it? Because we're not dumbasses. And we understand on a gut level. Oh, don't use your gut, Malloy. Use your brain. We understand how venal and corrupt and murderous this regime is. And why are we still talking about this now? Because had there not been a 9/11/2001, there would not have been an Iraq or an Afghanistan invasion and probably not have been a second Bush term. And that makes it eminently worthy of discussion. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
America Radio.
Larry King here. You may have heard news about vitamin E lately. If you're like me and you believe in taking vitamin E to protect your health, here's something you should know. There's one vitamin E that's different. It's all natural ester E. Only ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. You get more than protection. You get advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Hey, John Madden here for Ace Hardware. With energy prices expected to be sky high this winter, it's a great time to stop by your neighborhood Ace store and find out how to prepare your home. The helpful folks at Ace are experts on how to keep the cold air out and your heating dollars in. Need to caulk gaps, weather strip your windows and doors, replace your furnace filter, get a programmable thermostat? All of these things are easy with help from Ace. So stop by your nearby Ace Hardware store this weekend. Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to get residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Democrats today responded to George Bush, saying they're trying to rewrite the history of how the Iraq War began. Senator John Kerry says Bush should know better than to play, quote, the politics of fear and smear on Veterans Day. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid called the Bush comments a return to what Reid called his old playbook of discredited rhetoric about the war on terror. Harry Reid says Democrats stand with our troops when they question the intelligence that was used to justify the war. Earlier today, Bush said that critics of his Iraq war policy are sending the wrong signal to the troops. He says the stakes are too high for politicians to make false charges by accusing him of twisting pre-war Iraq intelligence to justify the war. However, the recent polls show a majority of Americans thinking the Iraq conflict was a mistake, Bush counterattacking against critics who charge he misled the nation. Dick Cheney placed a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery for Veterans Day today. The Veterans Administration Secretary Jim Nicholson says it's a day to remember the 50 million Americans who wore the uniform of the U.S. Iraq's prime minister today asking authorities to do more to prevent foreign fighters from entering his country. Prime Minister Ibrahim al-Jafri says it's no secret that rebels slip into Iraq from Syria. He says Iraq has to rely on Syria to control that border. American Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice was in Iraq with a conciliatory message. She was urging the Sunni minority to take part in the elections next month and help build a new permanent government. She met with the prime minister and then said differences, quote, can be a strength rather than a handicap. Religious and ethnic differences do play a big role in the bloodshed in Iraq. Her second trip to the country as Secretary of State just 5 weeks before the election. Rice also visited Mosul, and she reviewed three combined civilian-military rapid response units, which are supposed to restore order in areas after militants are driven out. United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan was in Jordan today, offering support after Wednesday's suicide bombings. The hotel attacks killed 57 people, plus the bombers. Kofi Annan says there's no cause or ideology that can justify what he calls the vicious killing of innocent civilians. Auto workers at General Motors will soon be paying more for health care. The United Auto Workers says a majority of the rank and file, 61%, approved a proposal to increase premiums. A federal court in Detroit has to sign off on it. China reporting two more outbreaks of bird flu. Officials say one of the outbreaks hit a northeast province. Bird flu already cropped up there several times. And officials are worried counterfeit flu vaccine may be making things worse. This is Air America Radio News.
Here it is, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote. With Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Sender regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Kathy wants me to give you this program note next Monday. That's the next program. Next Monday, our guest will be Chaplain James Yee. Remember him? He'll be here to discuss his book, For God and Country, Faith and Patriotism Under Fire. This is the chaplain, the Muslim chaplain, who was accused of treason when he was stationed at Guantanamo. He was one of the first Muslim chaplains commissioned by the U.S. Army, and he was posted to Guantanamo in 2002. Less than a year after getting there, he was accused of espionage by the military, and he faced charges so severe that he was threatened with a death penalty. And then when it was discovered there was no there, they tried to destroy him by saying he was he looked at pornography and he cheated on his wife. I mean, this guy has been through hell. How he managed to maintain his sanity, I have no idea, but he'll be on with us Monday. Who is the other Democratic candidate from Hastert's region? Ruben Zamora. He will be here Tuesday. Okay. So, God, we're booking guests. I can't believe it. A couple of quick emails, and then to your phone calls, for a few phone calls, then we'll go to the sound from today. This is from our North Metro Atlanta Bureau Chief, Sharon. She writes, regarding what I said about the disabled American veterans, it's about time they woke up. Sharon writes, in all fairness, Mike, the DAV has been complaining about the Republicans in the Bush administration, especially the Pentagon, for the past several years. They try not to be partisan about it, but they usually call a spade a spade. Now, the VFW and the AMVETs are the ones who love the Republicans so much and hate to criticize them. It frustrates me to no end. How can these veterans continue to support people who have no respect or appreciation for them? Without Democrats, there would have been no Veterans Administration or GI Bills, yet these veterans love the flag-waving the flag-waving blankety-blank Republicans. I don't get it. I don't either, Sharon. I don't either. All right. I stand corrected on the disabled American veterans thing then. This is from Chet. Dear Mike, I'm not one to call her right, but I've waited long enough. As a former U.S. Marine who served honorably in the mid-80s as an artilleryman, I could wax poetically in detail about the destructive and inhumane use of white phosphorus rounds on personnel. Ironic that I'm finally writing to you on yet another Veterans Day. Don't the images of the corpses depicted in the recent Italian documentary prove that war crimes were committed by our forces in Fallujah? It's pretty obvious now, just as it was then, why the Italian journalist Giuliano Segrano was fired upon when trying to get to the airport after being released from captivity. Our forces had orders to silence her, as she had knowledge of the real story on the invasion of Fallujah and was about to expose it to the world. I now work in the corporate media, but I don't know how long I can even keep this facade up. As you know, the corporate propaganda machine is extremely strong in this country. It boggles the clear-thinking mind. I'm actually writing to ask, when do you think an international body such as the ICC, International Criminal Court, will bring war crime charges against the current regime in Washington? Probably never yet. And Chet's referencing, of course, what we've been talking about this week, the use of white phosphorus, and MK-77, I believe that's at Mark 77, a new kind of napalm against the civilian population in Fallujah. from Sue regarding the Republicans and veterans. Sue writes, there's a list of how the Republicans feel about veterans. Here's a partial one. Go after McCain, go after Cleland, go after Kerry. Turn the Purple Heart into a joke at the Republicans' convention. Let Limbaugh go after the Democratic candidate, an Iraqi vet, in the Ohio race. Limbaugh said he only served because he felt it would help him in politics. Cut funding for VA hospitals. Stall on paying families and troops for safety equipment they purchased for Iraq because the Pentagon did not provide the needed gear. Keep silent when Ann Coulter says Cleland fell on his own grenade as a way to get out of war. The beat goes on and on and on. It's from Sue. Here's the last one from Victor in Wisconsin. Bush's speech today was more a political rally or event. It is against military regulations for service members to be in uniform at political rallies. Bush can give pep speech rallies, but not political ones with the military there. So this has to stop. Right, Victor. But the Bush crime family doesn't give a flying damn about rules, regulations, and when you're, you know, when you're in the military and you're not an officer, if they tell your ass to show up and act interested, you will show up and you will act interested. But I get your point, Victor. All right, let's do some quick phone calls here. Okay, Lowell is calling. He's our Tampa, Florida bureau chief. Lowell, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Going fine. How are you?
Got the flu, but I had to come on tonight because after seeing the whole Bush thing, once again using our soldiers as props. Jesus, I could have sworn it wasn't me, or did the fuel actually look terrified that they were on this thing?
Anything you see on Bush's face, you have to remember he is he's a dry drunk who obviously is no longer dry.
No, I meant on the soldiers' face.
Oh, what were they doing? The look on their face. They were doing.
Looked as though that they were. Like, okay, I'm going along with this, but only because I've been aware of it too. And then, like, a couple of them, their eyes were darting around, like, what am I doing here?
Well, I would think, in the first place, it's very difficult to take somebody 18, 19, 20, 21, 22 years old and sit them down. Or those who are old vets, Kathy said? Okay, it's difficult to take people who are middle-aged and have them sit down and listen to propaganda. I mean, I don't know. I don't know anymore. I've said it before. I've never known anyway. But especially now, my brains feel like scrambled eggs before you dump them into a skillet to make an omelet. I'm just absolutely unable to even have a coherent thought here, much less try to figure out what this bastard is doing.
True, and going back to what you were saying on your last break about what's obvious to all of us who do pay attention about the Bush's role in what happened in 9/11, I mean, obviously it was a thing to get into Iraq.
And it was laid out by the PNAC crowd, this hard right neoconservative American Zionist crowd. It was laid out by them way back in during the Clinton administration. They tried to prevail on Clinton to attack.
True, and Clinton would have none of it. I mean, that's why they had to get rid of Gore.
And wait, let me just stop for a second. Let's stop, because I just used the term American Zionist, and I know I'm going to get these emails again. And here's what I would suggest, is that if anybody doubts the use of that term, then take a look at the board of directors of PNAC, and take a look at how they describe themselves. And don't send me an email. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry, Lowell.
Okay, and in the fact that during that investigating committee headed by Bob Graham and Porter Goss, when they discovered that an FBI informant that harbored two of the 9/11 hijackers was blocked from talking to anyone from the investigating committee by the White House. Mm-hmm. You knew right then and there that they were hiding something there. And in fact, that Bob Graham also mentioned in his book, Intelligence Matters, that he was astonished to learn that just when they were closing in on bin Laden, he was informed by Tommy Franks that they were pulling out.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, well, the alarm bell should have gone off in Congress, approved this thing right then and there, but it didn't register until before or after the elections.
Right, right. Well,
I mean, the thing is, though, that more and more people are finally starting to wake up in this thing, and Bush still doing this propaganda business
yeah.
afternoon, and criticizing those who criticize him about the whole war thing. And what surprised me was that the Rick Santorum actually agreed with us to a degree.
Well, I don't like to hear that freak's name mentioned on the program. I didn't know what the guy you just mentioned, what he had done, but I'll try to get the info. Hey, listen, I got to leave it there, Lowell. Thanks a lot. Good to hear from you. I hope you get well. I don't think you have the flu. I think you have a real bad viral cold. It's going around. It's from those chemtrails up in the sky, right? Take care, Lowell, all right? Get well, man.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Larry King here. You know I've been taking Ester C for years. Did you know that now I take Ester E too? This is a vitamin E with a difference. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. It's a unique form of all-natural E captured for the first time in a supplement. Do what I do. Take Ester E. Advanced Protection. Ester Protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Hey, John Madden here for Ace Hardware. With energy prices expected to be sky high this winter, it's a great time to stop by your neighborhood Ace store and find out how to prepare your home. The helpful folks at Ace are experts on how to keep the cold air out and your heating dollars in. Need to caulk gaps, weather strip your windows and doors, replace your furnace filter, get a programmable thermostat? All of these things are easy with help from Ace. So stop by your nearby Ace Hardware store this weekend. Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
How many American deaths ago was that? 1,500? Miserable bastard. Apparently, I've been mispronouncing Stephen Byer's name, the guy who Republican from Indiana who chairs the Veterans Affairs Committee in the House. His name is Bouyer, Stephen Bouyer. You pronounce it like that? Okay. All right, we're going to play for you Kathy's mostly weekly thingy called It's Good News Week, where she calls through the sound bites that we played for you and kind of mushes them together. And when I heard this today, I said, well, this is all from this week? She said, yeah, even though it's... I said, well, this sounds similar to the last week. And no, these are all from press conferences or sound bites that were available this week. So kick back for the next 3 minutes and listen to this week's version of It's Good News Week.
This is action. It's related to an ongoing investigation. If you're asking a question about an ongoing investigation, we're not going to have further to say it. Question relating to an ongoing investigation, there's an investigation continuing. This is being asked in the context of an ongoing investigation. I'm not going to talk about an ongoing investigation. You're asking that question in the light of an ongoing investigation. Questions relating to an ongoing investigation. You're asking a question relating to an ongoing investigation.
He's standing behind Carl Rove 100%.
And the investigation relating to him is something that is ongoing. There's an ongoing investigation and legal proceeding. We're not going to have any further discussion of it while it is ongoing. We are a party of ideas and solutions.
If there is a disaster in your area, don't turn to God. You just rejected him from your city. You just voted God out of your city. Don't ask for his help. Don't turn to God.
Islamic radicalism, like the ideology of communism, contains inherent contradictions. Like the ideology of communism, our new enemy is dismissive of free peoples. Like the ideology of communism, our new enemy pursues totalitarian aim. The national interest is too important for politicians to throw out false charges. I believe that a deadly arsenal of weapons of mass destruction in his hands is a threat to our security.
We saw what happened on September 11th.
War came to our shores on September the 11th. Terrorist plots since September the 11th. The attacks of September the 11th.
We saw what they can do on September 11th.
September the 11th. September the 11th attacks. We were not in Iraq on September the 11th, 2001.
Critics today believed themselves Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction.
We manipulated the intelligence and misled the American people about why we went to war.
The Democratic Party has no vision. American people understand the importance of doing everything within our power to protect the American people.
Obligation to protect the American people. The obligation to protect the American people. The obligation to protect the American people.
We do not torture.
We do not torture.
And he would never authorize the use of torture.
Anything we do to that effort, to that end, in this effort, is within the law.
He does not condone torture. We do not torture. We do not torture.
Our country is at war, and we are aggressively doing that. We'll remain firm when the going gets tough. Our will is strong. Our nation is united, and we will settle for nothing less than victory.
What did you say? Who's won that race? What's the weather like today? What's the weather like today? It's good news.
Oh, God. Oh. Thanks, Kathy. Howard Dean, the DNC committee chairman, issued the following statement today on Bush's misleading attacks on Democrats. The speech he gave today and his failed policies in Iraq. Here it is. Quote, on Veterans Day, a day to honor the sacrifices of Americans who have so bravely served our country, President Bush chose instead to deflect from the truth and resort to political attacks, even as more Americans now doubt his honesty and his ability to handle the war in Iraq. While the White House continues to shamefully stonewall and hide behind their attacks, Democrats will continue to press for the truth. The president ought to be ashamed of himself. With more than 2,000 brave Americans dead to date and tens of thousands more injured, the president ought to be telling the truth to the American people. Mr. President, the best way to honor our troops is to tell the truth about why they went to war and when they can come home. The fact remains that pre-war intelligence was manipulated and cherry-picked instead of trying to pass the buck to members of Congress who, like so many Americans, were willing to trust their commander-in-chief. The president should tell the truth to our troops and their families about how they were sent to war. In a democracy, the truth is not withheld. In a democracy, our leaders provide real leadership and do not hide behind political attacks. McClellan today, in reaction to what Kennedy, Senator Kennedy, was personally attacked by these bastards, and Kennedy responded, and I'll have that response for you in just a second, and then what Scott McClellan said about him, and then Bush. Stick around. You got to hear this stuff. This stuff is just, I hope you have the stomach for it. Stick around. I'm Mike Molloy.
The way he lies, and he lies, and he lies. He lies and he lies and he lies. He just lies and he lies and he lies and he lies. He can lie any time, he can lie any place. He crosses his fingers and keeps a straight face. He lies and he lies and he lies. Too many believe him, they're bleating like sheep. Accomplices now in the light.
This is the Mike Molloy Show on Air America Radio.
Larry King here. You may have heard news about vitamin E lately. If you're like me and you believe in taking vitamin E to protect your health, here's something you should know. There's one vitamin E that's different. It's all natural ester E. Only ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. You get more than protection. You get advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection ester E and ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
This is Larry King. If you want to protect your immune health, you should know about the C I take, Ester C, an advanced form of vitamin C that's quickly absorbed. Ester C works in your immune system for 24 hours, helping you get the protection your body needs. So do what I do. Protect yourself with Ester C. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection Ester C and Ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
Hey, John Madden here for Ace Hardware. With energy prices expected to be sky high this winter, it's a great time to stop by your neighborhood Ace store and find out how to prepare your home. The helpful folks at Ace are experts on how to keep the cold air out and your heating dollars in. Need to caulk gaps, weather strip your windows and doors, replace your furnace filter, get a programmable thermostat? All of these things are easy with help from Ace. So stop by your nearby Ace Hardware store this weekend. Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
What can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh. We can laugh hard and often, which is the whole idea of Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor, the highlight reel of funny. And right now you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks and even helps you lose weight. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. So call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can't have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we'll bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
If getting life insurance is on your things to-do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote, 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now, 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With Go to My PC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With Go to My PC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try Go to My PC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's gotomypc.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try Go to My PC free today.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Have been improving. Seem like peace and prosperity might finally come. Deficits were gone, just opportunity knocking. The new millennium. And then a flawed election got us started. On the wrong road.
Truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
25 before the hour. Brian in Chicago emailed in, Mike, I love Senator Kennedy, but he's not frank or direct enough in his media appearances. This evening, Kennedy appeared on Wolf Blitzer's show on CNN. Wolf talked about Bush's speech today, and his question to Kennedy was something like, so basically, President Bush is calling you unpatriotic, and that you are harming the troops because you are speaking against the war. Ted Kennedy's reply, which you can't even remember in detail, was true enough, but what he should have said was, Wolf, three of my brothers gave their lives in the service of this country. One gave his life heroically serving in World War II. One, of course, was murdered while serving as president. The other was murdered while seeking to serve the American people as president. I have proudly served in the U.S. Senate for a number of years. President Bush should be ashamed of himself for criticizing the Kennedy family, which has literally given the lives of its sons for this country. It's typical, Brian writes, of the upside-down, backward cable media. Am I the only one who thinks this? Best regards, Brian in Chicago. No, you're not. You're not. And yeah, I agree with you. Kennedy, I don't know. I don't know how Kennedy's mind works. I don't know how the mind of somebody who comes from a family that has, as you point out. I know his father was a rum runner, a bootlegger, a drug runner. I understand. I understand all the stuff about the Kennedys, so don't send me emails, okay? But here's a family that gave so much. Oh, well. Scott McClellan, White House press secretary today. It is regrettable that Senator Kennedy has chosen Veterans Day to continue leveling baseless and false attacks that send the wrong signal to our troops and our enemy during a time of war. It is also regrettable that Senator Kennedy has found more time to say negative things about President Bush than he ever did about Saddam Hussein. If America were to follow Senator Kennedy's foreign policy, Saddam Hussein would not only still be in power, he would be oppressing and occupying Kuwait. You miserable little son of a bitch, you. You miserable, miserable waste of human DNA, McClellan. Somebody emailed and said, not only do the vacuous thugs' handlers have him once again using soldiers as campaign props, but some bright blogger compared the official transcripts of today's speech with one from October 6th and found passage after passage. It was word for word identical. And that happens a lot. But, all right, let's take some excerpts here. Here is President Chucklenuts speaking to actual veterans at the Tobyhanna Army Depot in Tobyhanna, Pennsylvania. And now we're finally moving here into the real reason for Bush's sudden urge to honor the vets so he can attack the Democrats. Let's see if he can squeak. Wait a minute. Hold everything. I've got these out of order, and I don't want them out of order. Otherwise, they don't make any sense. All right. He's at the Tobyhanna Army Depot in Tobyhanna, PA. Now, when he came out in with his little phony-ass salute and his business suit, you kind of expect to see him there in a flight suit, at least a bomber jacket. It was a shock. But Bush's remaining unindicted handlers got him to leave the military drag on Air Force One. It's something new and different. Maybe they let him play with one of the big cannons at the base or something as a consolation. Oh, is this how it shoots? Anyway, here's Bush's supposedly brand spanking new comeback speech. Sure sounds a lot like all the others.
The war came to our shores on September the 11th, 2001. That morning, we saw the destruction that terrorists intend for our nation.
Never.
We know that they want to strike again. And our nation has made a clear choice. We will confront this mortal danger to all humanity. We will not tire or rest until the war on terror is won.
Meet the new speech, same as the old speech. We will not rest until the war on terror. Maybe he's got some new wisdom to enlighten us with about the nature of the terrorists we face, right? Let's see what fresh new thinking we have here for this important speech.
In the 4 years since September the 11th, the evil that reached our shores has reappeared on other days in other places. Uh-huh. Many militants are part of a global borderless terrorist organization like Al-Qaeda.
which spreads propaganda and provides financing and technical assistance to local extremists and conducts dramatic and brutal operations like the attacks of September the 11th.
Uh-huh. Looks like Rove and Cheney have been a little too preoccupied with looming criminal charges to provide the giggling moron with some fresh note cards here, huh? September 11th to justify the greedy little bastard's attack on Iraq. Many militants are part of a global borderless terrorist organization like Al-Qaeda. Yeah, thanks to you, Bush, for expanding their ranks, which spreads propaganda. Is that where we insert the irony? All right, maybe Chuckle Nuts has some recent information or original insight on the terrorists who are directly responsible for 9/11. You know, the Saudis?
Together with our partners, we've disrupted a number of serious Al-Qaeda terrorist plots since September the 11th.
Oh, my God.
Including several plots to attack inside the United States. Our coalition against terror has killed or captured nearly all those directly responsible for the September the 11th attacks.
Notice how many times he does that, huh? Doesn't that irritate you? Doesn't it piss you off? Doesn't it make you want to, I don't know, kick your television? Or in this case, kick your radio since we're playing it for you? Over and over again. Karl Rove knows, even though he is a pig, he knows. It's directly out of the Nazi playbook. Take the big lie. Keep repeating it over and over and over again, because the average person is dumber than dirt, George. They're even stupider than you are, George. Little joke there, Mr. President. Just keep repeating it over and over. And now, of course, they don't even qualify it. It's just now Saddam Hussein led the attack on September 11th, period. End of story. Let's go kill more Iraqis. All right, now we're finally moving into the real reason for Bush's sudden urge to honor the vet so he can attack the Democrats. Let's see if he can squeeze in one more 9/11 reminder before he goes off on the offense.
Some have also argued that extremists have been strengthened by our actions in Iraq.
Well, duh!
Claiming that our presence in that country has somehow caused or triggered the rage of radicals.
Duh!
I would remind them that we were not in Iraq on September the 11th, 2001.
That is the biggest non sequitur ever used to justify a war. No, we weren't in Iraq, but you were in the White House, and your PNAC handlers were writing your foreign policy. You think Osama didn't know that? We didn't know it, Chuckle Nuts, but Osama knew it. We weren't in Iraq on September 11th. No, we were in Saudi Arabia. We were in Kuwait. We were all over the Middle East. We are the invader. God. All right, if this is his new offense speech, I'm missing something.
The world saw the same intel we did.
Argument is the same old garbage they've been spewing for the past 3 years. Does he not think any of us have a memory? Hey, Bush, just because you fried all your brain cells doesn't mean we all did that much coke and booze for decades. We may have done a little coke, a little booze, George, but not as much as you. Besides, no one's arguing that Democrats didn't see the sexed up crap. That you forced poor old Colin Powell to vomit all over the UN Security Council.
Some Democrats and anti-war critics are now claiming we manipulated the intelligence.
No.
And misled the American people about why we went to war.
No.
These critics are fully aware that a bipartisan Senate investigation found no evidence.
Oh, wow.
Of political pressure to change the intelligence community's judgments related to Iraq's weapons programs.
Ooh.
They also know that intelligence agencies from around the world agreed with our assessment of Saddam Hussein.
That's a lie!
They know the United Nations passed more than a dozen resolutions citing his development and possession of weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, that was 15 years ago! Oh, my God! They also know, his critics, that intelligence agencies from around the world agreed with our assessment of Saddam Hussein. Okay, then you got to ask, why did none of these foreign agencies advocate going to war? Because they also knew that the insipid sanctions were working, that Saddam was not a threat to anyone, chuckle nuts. So here's just a different version of the same fallacious, if the world saw the intel, then our attack would be justified argument. But the world did see the intel. Oh, never mind. All right, stick around. We have two more of these. Quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Won't you stand by the flag? Was the question unasked. Won't you join in and fight with the Allies? What could we say? We're only 25 years old.
With 25 sweet summers and hot fires in the cold.
This kind of life makes that violence unthinkable.
We'd like to play hockey, have kids and grow old.
Fighters for Texaco.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Larry King here. You know I've been taking Ester C for years. Did you know that now I take Ester E too? This is a vitamin E with a difference. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. It's a unique form of all-natural E captured for the first time in a supplement. Do what I do. Take Ester E. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Coffer. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man.
Or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
Here it is, folks, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now, you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote, with Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more. Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Did I tell you that? They're free. Did I mention it? They're free. Do you hear me? Free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but you know what? I don't think you will. I think you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That's a lot of funny for the money, people. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 9 before the hour. All right, so here's just a back to Chuckle Nuts in Toby Hanna, Pennsylvania. So here's just a different version of the same fallacious argument: if the world saw the intel, then our attack must be justified. In other words, if John Kerry and other Democrats voted for the war based on false intelligence, then why are they complaining, right? You bastard. Oh, and forget that silly report that says we deliberately withheld crucial evidence that discredited our weapons of mass destruction claims from Secretary of State Powell. Looky here. I got a bright and shiny new offensive strategy. Aren't I a big boy? Look at it. Sparkle!
Many of these critics supported my opponent during the last election, who explained his position to support the resolution in the Congress this way. When I vote to give the President of the United States the authority to use force, if necessary, to disarm Saddam Hussein, it is because I believe that a deadly arsenal of weapons of mass destruction in his hands is a threat, and a grave threat, to our security. That's why more than 100 Democrats in the House and the Senate, who had access to the same intelligence, voted to support removing Saddam Hussein from power.
You're a liar! If he had an arsenal, which you knew at the time he didn't, Chuckle Nuts, and you misled Congress. You misled Congress. And they did not have access to the same intelligence. Ah, you filthy liar. Do you think all of us are as ignorant as you? The House and the Senate Democrats had access to doctored intelligence. And if you didn't know about it, your neocon handlers did. I love that Orwellian spin. It's the Democrats' fault we illegally went to war with Iraq. Yeah, that's the ticket. It's their fault because they believe Bush's trumped-up crap about Iraq. So there you are. I'm still trying to find, this is the last one, I'm still trying to find the new stuff. We're at the end here, and all I hear is the same jingoistic bat squeeze he parrots at the end of any speech in front of actual soldiers or war veterans, unlike him. But as is often the case, there's a bit of unintended truth-telling here right at the beginning of his closing remarks.
The stakes in the global war on terror are too high, and the national interest is too important for politicians to throw out false charges.
Yeah! Yeah!
These attacks send the wrong signal to our troops.
Right!
And to an enemy that is questioning America's will.
You're damn right!
As our troops fight a ruthless enemy determined to destroy our way of life, they deserve to know that their elected leaders who voted to send them to war continue to stand behind them.
Yeah!
Troops deserve to know that this support will remain firm when the going gets tough. Troops deserve to know that when whatever our differences in Washington, our will is strong, our nation is united, and we will settle for nothing less than victory.
Ein Volk, ein Staat, ein Führer! It's crazy. The stakes are too high. The national interest is too important for politicians to throw out false charges. Oh, my God. See, they write this stuff for him, Rove and the rest of these neo-Nazis, and Bush, being the ignorant chuckle nuts that he is, just stands here and reads it. Irony? Forget about it. Oh, God. The troops deserve to know that their elected leaders who voted to send them to war continue to stand behind them, he says. So I guess that means if anyone who wants to save our troops' lives is by Bush's definition, against the troops? Is that kind of like your twisted logic that because McCain opposes torture, he's sympathetic to the terrorists? These people are beyond sick. Bush is beyond a criminal. Never, ever, anything like this. You know, the other tyrants have used concentrated, focused mass murder of physical beings, which is horrifying. This guy orders the mass killing of physical human beings and murders the truth right along with it.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
For the first time this year, top executives from the five largest oil companies were summoned to Capitol Hill for a little Q&A with Congress. Big oil's soaring profits at a time of record gas prices last month meant lagging poll numbers for Republicans. ExxonMobil alone recently announced $9.9 billion in third quarter profits, the largest take in U.S. corporate history. So spawned a joint hearing, a rarity given that this Congress hasn't investigated much of anything, least of all oil companies. Remember Halliburton? After all, Congress has provided favors large and small to big oil, paving the way to unprecedented prosperity, but the profits and the poll numbers became too severe to ignore. Big oil, however, was anything but apologetic. The tone of the hearing was set when top execs refused to testify under oath, fearing the image of their predecessors holding their right hands in the air before a congressional hearing in 1974. 31 years later, many of the same questions exist. For more, visit thenation.com. I'm Ari Berman for Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. On Veterans Day, a veteran of Iraq said Americans need to rally around the newest veterans. Paul Rykoff, director of OperationTruth.com, says the Veterans Administration estimates that 25,000 vets currently need care when the real number is 100,000.
Now, the administration has gotten the numbers wrong on the ground in Iraq regarding the number of troops we need. They got the numbers wrong about body armor and Humvee armor. And I'm sorry to say right now, they've got the numbers wrong in the VA. There aren't enough counselors, there aren't enough beds, and there's just not enough money to handle the wave of guys coming home.
Rykoff says most Americans are pretty detached from the war. They see it as an issue rather than an experience. He says it's hard for soldiers to come home and see a country that isn't paying much attention to the war. Amid falling polls and rising heat from Congress, President Bush is defending his decision to take the U.S. to war in Iraq. During a Veterans Day speech in Pennsylvania, Bush criticized self-defeating pessimism and accused war critics of trying to rewrite history about how the war started. He called it deeply irresponsible.
These critics are fully aware that a bipartisan Senate investigation found no evidence of political pressure to change the intelligence community's judgments related to Iraq's weapons programs.
Democratic leaders have accused the Bush administration of manufacturing and manipulating intelligence to mislead the U.S. into war. The bride and groom, who are celebrating their marriage at the Radisson Hotel in Amman, Jordan, when terrorists attacked, have buried both of their fathers. After burying his father-in-law on Friday, the groom said the terrorists who carried out the attack are not faithful to their religion.
They are not Muslims. They are not Muslims. I repeat, that doesn't have anything with Islam. Islam is not like that. The Muslim people live in unity. You can see now how we are unified. This is Islam. We feel with each other. We don't kill each other.
An internet statement purported to be from al-Qaeda in Iraq claims that Wednesday's deadly attacks were carried out by a trio of Iraqis and the wife of one of them. The near-simultaneous attacks rocked three Western hotels in the Jordanian capital, killing at least 56 people and wounding around 100 others. Police in Paris have banned any gatherings that may provoke disorder this weekend. Officials say they made the move after they had been warned that violence was being planned for Saturday after 2 weeks of rioting across the country. Hurricane Katrina chased the New Orleans Saints football team to San Antonio and Baton Rouge to play this season, but New Orleans residents worry that the owner has no intention of bringing the team back to the city. Now comes word that Terry Bradshaw, the former Louisiana Tech quarterback, is working to put a group of investors together to buy the Saints. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you a groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 2, The Supreme Court. This timely show tells the story of a high school sophomore who opposed her school's drug testing policy for violating her privacy. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to experience an insider's view of the Supreme Court and the justices who serve on it.
People don't realize these cases have to come from somewhere. And they come from Tecumseh, Oklahoma. They come from somewhere. And people don't realize that the case could come from them.
This show reminds us why the makeup of the Supreme Court is as vital to our civil liberties as the Constitution itself. Visit AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Oh, man, what can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh hard, and we can laugh often, which is the whole idea behind Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor. It's the highlight reel of funny, folks. And right now, you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Did I mention that they were free? Could you tell your friends that they're free? Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks, and it even helps you lose weight, and that on top of it just being funny. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After 3 free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but I'm betting that you won't, because you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. 1-888-FUNNYTIMES.
Welcome back. It's 7 past the hour. Is everybody as happy about this week coming to an end as I am? It's just getting more and more intense, isn't it? Here in North Georgia, in the Atlanta area, it's just gorgeous. It's really a pretty fall. The trees have really just burst out here in the past, what Kathy, week and a half, the color. We went to the North Georgia Mountains, which is only about an hour and a half drive north of the city, 2 weeks ago, and it was kind of dull, kind of not really colorful. Or was that last Sunday? Oh my God, time just rips by when you're having fun, right? But this is just, I don't know, for some reason it's just been one of those weeks where I don't know about Kathy, but I have just every day when it gets close to coming to work, you know, I just want to go somewhere else, you know? And I'm usually not like that. So what I've tried to do to offset that is, you know, play, hang out, spend time with Molly. You know, hang out with a 16-month-old child when you're feeling, you know, like you're going to have a mental breakdown. And it really brings you back because you're singing little kid songs. There was a farmer, had a dog, and Bingo was his name, oh, B-I-N-G-O. All those songs, right, that kids sing and play ball, get a ball and roll it back and forth and 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 back and forth on the floor. And when was it? Was it yesterday? We built a fire in the afternoon in the fireplace right around nap time for Molly. That's always a lot of fun because we put a bunch of pillows down on the floor and get a nice fire going and go to sleep. But I'm glad it's Friday. Aren't you? I mean, I don't know, just something weird. Let's do some phone calls. You want to do some phone calls? I think we should do some phone calls since this is a talk show program. Oh, my God, look at all these people been holding on an hour and a half and stuff. Oh, God. All right, Michael, let's start with you. Michael is calling from the Bronx in New York. Michael, welcome to the program. Can we get there's Michael. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Mike. Happy Friday.
Hey, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I love Fridays myself, brother. Hey, you know something? What you said about Bill O'Reilly earlier, it makes me wonder, like, why the hell wasn't he arrested for encouraging such terrorist acts as anyone else would do? Wouldn't you agree on that part?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but, you know, some other things that was really bugging me.
But you know what? O'Reilly better keep his ass out of San Francisco, because if he ever goes there, There are going to be some firemen waiting to have a chat with him. And
I would think anywhere that Bill O'Reilly goes, because just as we see, there are a lot of people that are growing very angry and impatient with these right-wing jerkies. And it's like, you know, the thing, anything you say and do, I guess in this case, would get you in deep doo-doo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, something is another thing that's bothering me is the stuff that Bush was saying that just made a mockery out of Veterans Day. I wish I was there in the studio to give you a big high five for what you said, that military should not have to feel pressured that they must support the commander-in-chief, like that's their job guideline. I've never been in the military, but I recall that when they graduate from basic training, don't they take an oath of service the same way police officers graduate from the academy? And I would think that that oath that they take to serve and protect the laws and the Constitution of the U.S., that would be their boss. I mean, they didn't turn around and make the movie A Few Good Men for nothing. I don't know if you ever seen the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, people have a twisted way of knowing what being patriotic is. Being patriotic is not kissing Bush's ass, but just by that of supporting and abiding by the laws and the Constitution, which leads me to my problem with Pat Robertson, another person I was talking a lot of crap this week. And I think you mentioned that he was saying so many words that you don't support George W. Bush, then you deserve the hurricanes, you deserve the natural disasters and so forth.
Well, what he was saying to the people of Dover, Pennsylvania, since they voted out the school board that decided to teach the talking snake theory of creation, in Robertson's opinion, he was obliquely suggesting that if any sort of tragedy struck Dover, don't pray, don't go to God, because God's going to turn his back on you. Now, not only is he a sick son of a bitch who deserves to go to the very hell that he's created in his own mind, not only that, but that puts the lie to all these creationists, these intelligent design people, that say, oh, no, this had nothing to do with God. This has nothing to do with God, nothing to do with God. No, it's not religion. And here comes Pat Robertson, just being the skunk at the picnic, telling the people in and the people who voted out. Look, I spent an awful lot of time in Dover, Pennsylvania. I know that sounds weird, but at one time I was married to a woman whose family had a place out in the country, right outside Dover, PA. As a matter of fact, their mailing address was Dover, PA. And I spent a lot of time riding horses and taking care of their horses and going into Dover to pick up short feed and bags of corn and just on and on and on. So, you know, I spent an awful lot of time in Dover, PA. And I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
Those people believe in God. They're religious people. But they also have a lot of respect for the law and for the separation of church and state and for science. So for Pat Robertson to diss those people and tell them in his inimitable way that God is going to pee on them if they do if they turn to him, it was disgusting. I just wish somebody would rapture Pat on out of here. I swear,
you know,
I do.
And that's what really offends me, buddy, because I believe in God. I'm Christian as well. And the thing is that, you know, I would say to people that the core of the Christian religion lies within the New Testament, the Gospels, that has the teachings and the examples set forth by Jesus Christ. And the stuff that Pat Robertson says and does is totally contradictory. Now, let me make myself clear. I am not forcing the Christian religion on anybody, but I would suggest that if anybody took a look at those pages, they would see that Pat Robertson is a lying SOB.
Well, yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah, no, wait. I hear what you got to say. I hear what you're saying, Michael, but I've got to move on. And I think most people who either are Christian or who are not, but understand the Christian faith.
Common sense.
Right, can understand that Pat Robertson belongs to the Church of Anton LaVey or something, but certainly not doesn't follow the teachings of Jesus.
Well,
thanks a lot. Michael, I got to move on.
Happy Friday once again, buddy.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it. I can't think of any enterprise. I can't think of any other enterprise that, like religion, any religion, all religions, has produced so many psychopaths, schizophrenics, murderers, mass killers, invaders, destroyers. Really, I mean, I can't. Science hasn't done that. Science has never produced that.
Well, they invented the atom bomb.
No. Science has never produced an attitude that says, go kill somebody because you don't believe the world is round. Go kill somebody because you don't accept atomic theory. Go kill. What else? There's science, there's religion. Well, I guess politics. Well, not even politics, because it's only when politics gets corrupted with religion. That's why the framers said, let's keep them separate. But I think anybody who has just a working knowledge, like I do, just a working knowledge, no big deal, just a working knowledge of history, will discover that no other socially acceptable or human construct has caused more grief and death and destruction than religion.
And every war we wage is in his name. We think his Bible should be taught in every nation. And we'll bomb anyone who doesn't feel the same. Welcome to Jesus' land, where we all love that neighbor if that neighbor's understand. We won't let too many Mexicans across the Rio Grande.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
The conservative campaign to promote junk science at the expense of public health knows absolutely no shame. Take the tale of Dr. Gilbert Ross and the bizarrely named American Council on Science and Health. The council is funded by industry, and its righteous causes have included environmental cigarette smoke and keeping arsenic in treated wood. Since 1999, Dr. Ross has been the council's medical director. His soothing voice can be heard on TV and radio, selling garbage science to a largely unsuspecting public. But there's something else you should know about Dr. Ross. In 1995, he lost his medical license and spent the next year in federal prison, convicted of helping defraud New York State Medicaid of $8 million. Oops, it's time for a second opinion.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Doctors, dentists, eyeglasses, prescriptions. It's so expensive.
I just can't afford health insurance.
My benefits at work have been cut again.
What do you mean it's not covered anymore?
You want the best health care for you and your family, but the high cost can make it almost impossible. Up until now, introducing Medical Connect One, the healthcare discount program that makes medical, dental, eyeglasses, and prescription costs truly affordable. Medical Connect One is a network of over 500,000 healthcare professionals who have agreed to cut their prices by 20 to 60%. For less than $1 a day, you and your entire household are protected. Medical Connect One is not insurance. Simply present your card at a participating provider's office and save 20 to 60%. There's a 24-hour hotline to help you find the right doctor in your area. Call now to receive your first month free. Call 800-654-9508. That's 800-654-9508. Not all services available in all states.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. so call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Caller's information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. I love the way you walk, and I love the way you talk. When you walk that walk, and you talk that talk, you knocks me out off of my feet.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Ow, 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 ow.
It's about 22 past the hour. Jeff is calling from Syracuse, New York. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hey, hey Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing fine.
Hey, I have a theory about Ahmed Chalabi that I want to get your opinion on.
Okay.
But first, you know, since it's Veterans Day, you know, I don't believe that there is anything but dishonor and treason in what Bush and Cheney have committed against our military, you know. And and so today they're all trapped over there in Iraq waiting to get, you know, blasted and killed and having to kill people.
Well, you know what is also horrible about this, and I just read this the other day, I think in the New York Times, so many of the soldiers that we have over there now are doing their second, third, or fourth tour in Iraq. Now, this is like playing Russian roulette. And these are the people that are being killed. Our soldiers, I don't know what percentage of our soldiers, our dead soldiers, are guys or women who have made two or three or four trips through. But a high percentage of them is, according to what I read in the New York Times. So it is so unfair and cruel and sick and disgusting to keep sending people back to the combat zone. They get through it. They do their duty, whatever it is, if it's dropping white phosphorus or killing civilians or fighting to stay alive, whatever the hell they are charged with doing, they do it and they get out. And then these bastards send them back again and again and again. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's unbelievably lucky for any of them to make it past one tour, much less...
Oh, no.
You there?
Yes, I'm here, I'm here.
All right, I ran out of batteries, I'm on a bad phone, but can you hear me?
Just barely, there's a big hum. I'll tell you what, get on a different phone and try, call us back. And
all right, I'll do that. Thanks, Mike.
All right, because I'd like to hear your question about Ahmed Chalabi. We didn't get to him, and I want to get to him, probably not tonight. We're not going to make it tonight, but we'll do it Monday. This rat bastard is, never mind, we'll just get to it next week. Elizabeth is calling from Atlanta. Elizabeth, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hello?
Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I was just thinking about what you were talking about earlier and what's been kind of a common thread about Veterans Day and veterans benefits. And let me tell you the perspective I'm coming from. First of all, I'm pretty much in the liberal left-wing camp. I believe that, you know, I believe in social welfare programs benefits. So in one respect, I don't necessarily, you know, favor veterans as a sort of special group. But personally, I have a kind of soft spot in my heart for veterans because my grandfather, both my grandfathers were, you know, were World War II vets. One was a POW in Japan. And my father was in, he wasn't in Vietnam, but he was in the military and had to leave the military. And I am personally a sort of direct benefit of veterans. Like, I've directly benefited from veterans benefits. And I know how important these are for, you know, people. I've seen what mental illness and what, you know, war trauma and just military trauma can do to people. And this is, and I want people to understand that this goes far beyond just, you know, taking care of our veterans. We are, our government is creating a generation that is going to be traumatized and fragmented, and their families are going to be traumatized and fragmented, and this is something we can't afford. I mean, I'm just so infuriated that people don't understand, you know, why this is so important, not just because, you know, beyond the fact of what, you know, veterans do and what they stand for, that this sort of disregard is just going to create this sort of traumatized, ignorant, mentally ill, you know, society and population that, I mean, it's just, there's a ripple effect, you know, we're all connected to this. We all, you know, I mean, of course, you know, my own perspective is sort of that, you know, because I benefited, but, you know, I can't take it anymore. I get these, you know, people, you know, support the troops. It's just not about that, you know, I mean, it's about what kind of world we want for the future. And if we're going to be sending, you know, these people in and then expecting them to come back and, you know, adjust to society that, you know, doesn't really care. You know, they don't come back to parades. They don't, you know, it just, they don't care. And expect them to live, and I just don't get it, you know. And it's not about the troops. It's about everyone.
I know. Well, Elizabeth, I understand. And I think the listeners do understand what you're saying. The frustration is just monumental. I don't know what to say. You said it. Thanks a lot for checking in, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You have a nice weekend.
I think I deserve what I'm seeking. Am I just a photo op to you? A powerful resource to spend? Thanksgiving stunt for the papers, a means to a personal end. Oh, let this end.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Larry King here. You may have heard news about vitamin E lately. If you're like me and you believe in taking vitamin E to protect your health, here's something you should know. There's one vitamin E that's different. It's all natural ester E. Only ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. You get more than protection. You get advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection ester E and ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. and delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept four issues free. The Nation.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive five extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and three custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
I'm shopping for Dad's gift online, but I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, Dad's pretty tough to shop for.
Maybe I'll get him gift certificates to the movies.
Yeah, but he really doesn't like the multiplex, Ma. What about a Film Movement subscription?
A what?
A Film Movement subscription. It's like a wine of the month club for movies. Film Movement sends you a new independent movie on DVD every month to own for less than the cost of two movie tickets.
Really?
Yeah, and with your subscription, you can buy previous Film Movement selections at a discount.
Well, he is always saying how he wishes the film festivals would come to him. So how do I get a Film Movement subscription?
Well, you go to airamericaradio.com, click on the Film Movement banner, and you'll get a discount that makes the price of each DVD in your subscription only $11.90 each.
Finally, a gift I know he'll use.
There's only one Film Movement. To join the DVD of the Month Club, Newsweek says, is designed to reach the ordinarily neglected movie lover. Go to airamericaradio.com now, click on the Film Movement banner, and get your Film Movement discount now. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage, just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-0486. 1-800-500-0486. That's 1-800-500-0486.
Now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
It's about 25 before the hour. Our good friend Robin writes in from West Virginia regarding Dover, PA. Mike, interestingly, Dover, PA started out as Voltaire, PA. It was founded by progressive enlightenment. You try to say it. Types. It only became Dover after certain provincials found out that Voltaire was an atheist. And here's the quote from a Washington Post article back in December of last year. Quote, in the 18th century, an erudite French shopkeeper settled in this valley and gave the name Voltaire to his village. German and English settlers, a local history notes, soon discovered that Voltaire was a French atheist and a disbeliever in revealed theology and changed the town's name. Well, you know, too bad some former Robertson didn't put a curse on him way back then, right? Voltaire, huh? All right, back to the phone calls here. Serge is calling from Newark, New Jersey. Serge, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. Hey, Serge. Serge? All right, let's go to hold, and we'll try Jerry, who's calling from Illinois. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. I think the damage being done is a lot worse than we really appreciated. You know, when JFK was murdered, it said, oh, we'll never laugh again. And I said, well, yeah, we will laugh. This time, I don't think we will. But when I see these Republicans around me, they're aware that we've used napalm on these women and children. Mm-hmm. They know we use white phosphorus munitions on these children. They support Bush. Now, how can I live with them in the future? I mean, you know, should the Jews forgive those Nazis? I mean, in 10 years, should I forget this? Mm-hmm. I mean, these people are war criminals after the fact. How can I ever live with them again?
I have the same problem. I know, and I know this, whatever time I have left on this planet is not going to be in a frame of mind that forgives or accepts anything that this neoconservative Republican Party has done in the past 10 years. I just know that. And this was something that never bothered me in the past. I mean, you know, I could deal with Goldwater Republicans. I could certainly deal with Eisenhower Republicans as a kid. But, I mean, I could deal with Republicans. They were always a minority party, and I knew that was the plan. You talk about intelligent design. There you are. Whoever designed the political system in this country knew Republicans had to be in the minority, at least modern Republicans. So what they have done to my country, the political climate in this country, it has been vicious attack after vicious attack. And then these sons of bitches have the gall to talk about how, well, you know, somebody has to turn down the volume in Washington. They are the ones who built the fires, who poisoned the entire political atmosphere in this country so people can't even sit down and talk politics anymore.
It's going to take decades to get the sense of community back.
Yeah.
Don't you think? I mean...
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I do. I think it will take an enormous amount. That's why I say I'm not going to be around. I won't live long enough to see it. You know, I just know this. It's a damn shame. My mother died about a little over a year ago, and she was 89, and we talked every day. And she was, you know, her body finally gave out, but her mind was sharp as a tack. And up until 3 weeks, Kathy pointed out to me the other day, up until 3 weeks before my mother passed away, we were talking politics because she, you know, she loved politics. And she said, you know, I'm 89 years old. I've lived through it all. She was born 3 years before the so-called Spanish flu of 1918, ricocheted around the planet. She'd seen it all. She said, I have never seen a political climate like this. I said, come on, Mom. Even McCarthy years, even back in the 20s, when you were Italian and the Sacco and Vanzetti, and they were talking about burning your father's house. She said, no, I've never seen the political climate like this, and it's the Republicans that have done it. And, you know, she knew she wouldn't live to ever see it repaired. I feel the same way. I just know that, as you point out, it's going to take a long time to get things back to anything even resembling normalcy where people can talk. You know, you're absolutely right, Jerry.
Okay, well, hang in there, Mike.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate your call. All right, let's try Serge again. Can we get Serge now in Newark, New Jersey? Serge, are you there? Serge? Serge, talk to me! All right, put him back on hold. Alan is calling from Texas. Alan, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, no problem, Mike. I just wanted to say that having you filling in for Springer last month was absolutely outstanding.
That was fun.
Oh, man. If you get the chance to do it again, please do, because I live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, so when I drive around in the morning and I see people's heads exploding in their cars because, I mean, it's red here, man. It's really red, and people's heads literally explode.
Oh, is he on the radio in Dallas? See, he's not, he's not an employee of Air America Radio. He's, like, works independent. We carry him on a lot of our stations, but a lot of stations that wouldn't even think of carrying me will carry Jerry for obvious reasons, because I do cause right-wingers' heads to just either explode or implode, one of the two. I would love to get his time slot. I'm going to figure out a way to steal his time slot.
Oh, that would be awesome. And, yeah, we, in fact, in Dallas carry you and Jerry in the morning as well. And it's great. It's really great hearing your voice here and watching people.
Well, thanks.
But in the daytime, it's better because you can see the brains in detail, but at night you can't, so it's kind of difficult.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to thank you for at least being willing to discuss 9/11 skepticism, because not a lot of other people on Air America will at all. I think that the bar continually is raised for people that are skeptical of the events of September 11th in terms of, okay, now it's a physics professor who will, you know, come out and say, it doesn't look right to me.
Mm-hmm.
But because he's a Mormon and because he's, you know, had some questionable links in the past, well, let's just brush that out of the way. And no matter how long I sit in front of my TV, it's not going to come on. You know, like,
yeah,
this is never discussed in the mainstream media. And at least there's some avenue for discussion on your program and, you know, a few of the other programs, but because you're willing to talk about more of a broad spectrum of politics on your show, it's I think it's more respected, and you have a certain...
I don't know how to approach the issue. I really don't. I can't get my mind around the idea that the most powerful nation, the nation that contains the most destructive power of any in the history of the human race, the nation that prides itself on an absolute, nearly impenetrable defense system, given the money we spend on the Air Force and our satellite surveillance and our radar installations, given all of that, 15 or 19 terrorists, 15 of whom are from the Bush family's partner in crime, Saudi Arabia. These people can penetrate so utterly and completely the security of the United States and bring this kind of death and destruction. This is the part I cannot get my mind around. And since I can't, Alan, what that means is everything that derives from that event on September 11th, as far as I'm concerned, is a lie. Is a phony construct put together by people who want me to believe that these 19 people were able to penetrate the defenses of the most sophisticated defense system ever contrived by science. I can't do it.
It's kind of like a psyop, isn't it?
Yes, it is, for sure.
Now, real quickly, Kurt Weldon, do you have any opinion
mm-hmm.
on do you think he is legitimate in his pursuit of what he perceives as a cover-up of 9/11 intelligence, or is he strictly trying to...
He's the one pushing that Able Danger thing, right?
I am curious about it because...
Yeah, I'm curious about it, too. I don't know what his agenda is. If his agenda is to try to blur this thing back into the Clinton years in order to lay it off on Clinton, then to hell with him, let him rot in hell. If he is really... He's a Republican. He's a Republican, so I don't trust him very, very far whatsoever. But if his real interest is to find out why the information was deep-sixed about the so-called Able Danger thing, then I'd be curious to see what he wants to do with it. So I don't know what the answer to the question is. I don't know.
Okay, I was just curious because one of the guys that came out and tried to be a whistleblower. His name's Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer or something like that. If you look it up online, you can find out real fast.
Mm-hmm.
But the DIA put a gag on him right away.
Yeah.
And he wasn't allowed to testify. He wasn't allowed to do a damn thing. It's really strange.
See, it's just little stuff like that that just drives me insane. Hey, listen, thanks, Alan. Thanks for checking in, pal. The next time we substitute for Jerry, I hope you see lots of heads exploding in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We'll be right back. I'm Michael Moore.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
So your kid's smoking pot, and now you're afraid to say something because they might push you away. Maybe this will help you out.
Oh, I hate you!
You went through my room?
It's just a little pot. You're grounding me?
It's just a little pot.
Get used to it. When your kid's trying pot, you have to say something, no matter how they might react. Because to help them with their problem, first you have to get over yours. Action. The anti-drug.
For more information, visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Musicians, right now, get the gear you want and keep your cash. I'm talking about guitar, amps, effects,
pay zero,
drums, keyboards, turntables,
pay zip,
mics, mixers, multi-tracks, and more.
Pay nada.
It's Guitar Center's Don't Pay Till 2007 financing event with no minimum, no payments, and no interest for 14 months on every top manufacturer. Gibson, Pearl, Yamaha, Roland, Tascam, JBL, and more. Guitar Center's Don't Pay Till 2007 financing event is going on now. Don't miss it. Call 877-MUSICIAN for a store near you.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the Internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is Internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears, just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
The world that we live in, where no one gives a damn about the future of children, just building a cash flow, making a bank account. Let us expose
the Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
Sacrifices life for an area of sand. All the turmoil's making my blood boil, because I don't want to see our people dying for oil. See the so called media.
It's about 9 before the hour. Email here I want to show with you. This is a share with you. This is from Carol. She asked me, please thank the veterans that have served our country for me. Okay? It's done. She goes on to say, I appreciate your insights and the insights of others I hear on Air America. I also feel the frustration of you and your callers. I have a son who made it back from Iraq alive. I feel very grateful for that. His gift from serving there is hairy cell leukemia. He did not have it when he went to Iraq, but had it when he came back. It is caused from exposure to low-level radiation or to toxic chemicals or fumes, and there's all three in Iraq. The Veterans Administration is dragging its feet about getting his chemotherapy started. They don't seem to care that his life depends on it. They don't seem to care about the veterans at all. I live in China now. I live in Hubei province. I listen to you by way of computer streaming. I feel sick inside sometimes looking at what America is going through with the Bush administration. Thank you for putting it into the open. Carol and her last name. Thanks for writing, Carol. Credit where credit's due, thanks to the crew all this week who have assisted in getting this program out. Tonight, Justin Yuen and Stan Stolpiak engineered in New York. D. Neal answered your phone calls, maintains our blog at airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy, and is our associate producer. Our out-of-studio people, Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch in Illinois, Mark Marshall, Jim in Arkansas, and the militant moderators at MikeBloy.com on the message board. Check it out. Remember, Monday, our guest will be Chaplain James Yee, who will be with us to discuss his book, For God and Country, Faith and Patriotism Under Fire, about his experiences and abuses he witnessed while stationed at Gitmo. On Tuesday, Ruben Zamora, another Democrat running against Dennis Hastert in Illinois. Tony is calling from New York City. Tony, welcome to the program. Hey, Tony.
Hello?
Tony in New York City is who I'm looking for here. Is Tony in New York City?
Is it Mike?
Are you in New York City, Tony?
I'm actually in Portchester.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to get Tony in New York City, but I guess that's not going to happen. Tony, welcome to the program. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, who have I got here?
This is Tony from Portchester.
Okay, Tony, welcome to the program.
Yeah, how's it going?
It's going fine.
I just wanted to say that I think you neo-communists are ruining
okay,
my
country. Okay, goodbye. Get the hell off my phone, you psychopathic nutball. Jesus Christ, how long did he hold on? Tony in New York City!
Hello, Mike. Good night. How are you doing?
Hey, Tony, welcome to the program.
Good, Mike. Mike, I can't bear this man. Do you know John McCain? He keeps lying for these neocons. Why does he do that?
I don't know. I think it's because he's a coward. Why did he allow the Bush crime family to insult his child and his wife during the 2000 campaign? I don't know. I have no idea.
This man, he has no honor. He was involved in a war that was based on a lie. Why does he keep peddling lies on this war, too? Why does he want so many children to go to it, so many husbands, wives, fathers, brothers? Why does he want to suffer? Why does he want so many people to suffer, Mike? It's 2059 already, Mike.
I don't know. You would think...
This man has no honor, man. He's not. He might be a hero to a lot of people, but to me, he's just a murderer, man.
Well, yeah, I've said that before. But on the other hand, it's been my experience that people who have actually been in combat are the ones who don't want war, don't want to see more young men and now women go into combat. So I don't know why McCain is not demanding, especially now where the Bush crime family sanctions torture. If anybody should know about torture in former American military, it would be John McCain, for Christ's sake. He was tortured for what, 6 years, and he was held prisoner? That's why his arms are screwed up. That's why he's as mentally deranged as he is because of what they did to him.
Yes, and he's defending Dick Cheney. He was on the labor of some other program, and he's defending Dick Cheney.
Well, I didn't see that. I thought he was at odds with Dick Cheney.
Cheney
wants torture. It's my understanding that McCain has said that he's going to put an anti-torture amendment on every single bill that comes out of the Senate until he gets it passed. So I don't think he was defending Cheney on the idea of exempting the CIA from torture, which is what Cheney wants, because Cheney is a sick, perverted, murdering bastard who doesn't have the courage to do any of this stuff himself, but loves to see reports on it.
Yes, but he's saying that Cheney's a good man. He's known him for 25 years, and his heart is in the right place. He wants to see this. No,
oh, his heart's in the right place, my ass. His heart is not in the right place. That's the reason he has a pacemaker. If his heart were in the right place, he wouldn't be walking around cyborged up with all kinds of wires sticking out of his ears.
And Mike, one thing, these neocons, they have these talking points because John McCain said it. And then George Bush said it, and yesterday on the labor program with the News Hour, this is writing.
Hello.
Idiot is saying the same thing.
Oh.
They say that all these senators voted because they had allegations. No, they voted because George Bush and they lies. They paid it. That's why they voted. Some of them, whatever.
I know.
How can anything good come on something based on a lie, Mike? They're killing people every day, innocent women and children, every day.
I've never been able to understand the presence of evil where it is codified and used as a foreign policy. I don't care if it was by Germans or Cambodians or Americans or Brits. I don't know. Hey, thanks, Tony. I got to leave there.
You,
take
Mike.
Care. Have a nice
Thank
weekend.
Good,
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for your participation this week. I do appreciate it. Even you little snaky right-wingers who try to weasel your way into the real world here. I'll see you Monday night. Have a nice weekend, okay? Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are.
On Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
The conservative campaign to promote junk science at the expense of public health knows absolutely no shame. Take the tale of Dr. Gilbert Ross and the bizarrely named American Council on Science and Health. The council is funded by industry, and its righteous causes have included environmental cigarette smoke and keeping arsenic in treated wood. Since 1999, Dr. Ross has been the council's medical director. His soothing voice can be heard on TV and radio, selling garbage science to a largely unsuspecting public. But there's something else you should know about Dr. Ross. In 1995, he lost his medical license and spent the next year in federal prison, convicted of helping defraud New York State Medicaid of $8 million. Oops, it's time for a second opinion.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job.
I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas. Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home